我们这个礼拜的读经，旧约从生命记的三十章到约书亚记第二章。
This week's Bible reading covered Deuteronomy chapter 30 until Joshua chapter 2.
那晚上跟大家来查考生命记的三十二章。
Tonight's topic of study will be Deuteronomy chapter 32.
这个是摩西在死以前所做的一首诗歌。
This is a song of Moses that he made in his death that was about to come.
32章他做完诗以后，34章摩西到尼波山上。
In chapter 34, Moses went up to Mount Nebo.
然后就死了。
And then he died there.
那33章是摩西为以色列百姓的祝福。
And in chapter 33 was the blessing that Moses said unto his people.
那32章摩西的诗歌到底在讲什么？
So what is chapter 32, this song of Moses, exactly saying?
我们听到很多人在议论神。
We have heard many times of those who have doubted God.
第一个就是对神的慈爱不能了解。
The first thing is that they do not fully understand the mercy of God.
神真的爱我们吗？
Does God really, really love us?
如果神爱我们，为什么世界这么多问题？
If he really loves us, then why are there so many problems in this world?
对神的爱不能了解。
It is to his love that they do not understand.
第二个就是对神的公义。
And secondly, they
不能接受。
And secondly, they are not able to accept the justice that God presents.
旧约圣经读一读啊，这个神太残忍了。
And so in Old Testament, you may read that, oh, this God is so seemingly wicked.
我怎么能够拜这个神？
How is it that I can worship this God?
那如果对神的慈爱不能了解，对神的公义不能接受，那人就很难拜神了。
If you can't accept his justice, or if you can't really believe in his love, then how is it that you are going to worship God?
虽然知道有他，但是有的人也不想拜。
Even though there are those who know there is God, they don't want to worship this God.
那《生命记》三十二章是站在神的立场来看人。
So chapter 32 isn't from the eyes of God looking down on man.
那我们就发现哦，不太一样。
Then we realize that it is not as similar.
人来看神跟神来看人实在是不一样。
How man sees God and how God sees man are different perspectives.
那今天我们要相信神呢，就是要从属灵的观点来看神，我们才有办法来拜他。
Today, when we believe in God, we must look at him with a spiritual perspective in order to worship him.
那我们先来看《生命记》三十二章。
Let us now look at Deuteronomy chapter 32.
三十二章。
Chapter
32. 第二节。
Verse 2.
我的教训要如淋漓淋漓如雨，我的言语要滴落如露。如细雨降露在嫩草上，如甘霖降在菜蔬中。
Verse 2. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass.
以色列百姓听到摩西的这篇诗歌，就好像雨降下来，好像露滴在草上。
When Israelites heard the song of Moses, they had likened it to raindrops on the tender herb and showers on the grass.
就是让他的菜蔬，让他的花草能够成长。
And that is to allow their vegetation to thrive.
那如果我们对这篇诗歌能够接受，我们的信仰就会成长。
If we can accept this song from Moses, then our faith can grow.
那现在第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
第三节到第四节就在讲神的本性。
In verse 3 to 4, it talks about the characteristics and nature of God.
我要宣告神的名，你将你们将大德归于我的神。
Verse 3. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God.
这个地方如果看英文就是说我要宣告神的名，神的名是伟大的。
In English, it says, proclaim the name of the Lord, meaning his name is so great and mighty.
为什么神的名是可大？
Why is his name in this way?
我们可以从三方面来看。
We can look at three perspectives.
第一个，神坐在至高之处。
Firstly, we know that God sits from up on high.
哦，再上去没有了。
And there isn't anything above him.
哦，那如果我们能够了解，你就知道最高之处，那他的名不是伟大的吗？
So if we realize that he is in the high and mightiest place, then there is no name that's greater than his.
为什么大家要争着当总统？
Why is it that you may want to become president?
那不是为着这个名吗？
Isn't it because of the, your fame?
哦，神的名是伟大的。
But you know that God's name is great and high.
第二个，神的作为是荣耀的。
And that God's works are of glory.
所以有时候我们看到一个艺术家的杰作，我们就非常佩服。
Sometimes when we look at the works of an artist, we really admire that.
或者一个音乐家死去了几百年，我们还是很羡慕赞赏这个人。
Or a musician who is posthumously remembered.
因为这个杰作太伟大了。
And so through these compositions, this is just so great.
神的杰作彰显在天。
And God's great works have manifested in heaven and in the sky.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
So we know how amazing and great his wonderful works are.
还有神的杰作表现在他的救赎上面。
So thirdly, you know that his works become or they are manifested amongst
他的救赎
through his redemption is manifested.
因为他用魔鬼没有办法想象的方法把人从他的手里救出来。
So he's not able to save those that are that is in the dominion of sin or Satan.
Yeah. 所以人如果能够了解神怎么救人，那这个是何等的伟大。
So if man can understand how God can save man, that is definitely a great thing.
所以人如果会崇拜人的话，人应该要崇拜神。
So if man can worship God, then they must be able to admire and worship God.
第三个，神的美德。
Thirdly, God's wonderful and majestic creations.
如果世界上的好人会感动人，那神应该更会感动我们。
So if in this world man can touch the other hearts of a man, then God can do even greater than that.
圣经说神的慈爱超过诸天，神的信实达到穹苍。
So it says that God's love is greater than anything in this world.
他的 faithfulness 达到穹苍。
His faithfulness has gone to the heavens.
所以他的名是美的。
So his name is beautiful.
所以在第三十二章的我们刚刚读的第三节。
So that is what we have read in verse 3 of chapter 32.
我要宣告神的名他是大，他是伟大的。
It says that we must proclaim the name of the Lord.
第四节。
In verse 4.
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公义，诚实无畏的。神又公义又正直。
He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice.
神是磐石，就表示他是稳定的，不会改变的。
He is the rock. He is solid and steadfast. He will not change.
那比起来，我们人每一天都在改变。
So in comparison, us, in contrast, we are always changing.
这样也是在比较说，神是可以依靠的。
And so this, by comparison, you can see that God can be relied upon.
因为他是磐石。
Because he is the rock.
然后他的作为是完全的、公平的。
And his work is perfect and just.
是公义的，是正直的。
It is perfect and just.
所以在他里面没有不义，在他里面没有罪，在他里面没有不好。
There is no sin, there is no bad, because righteous and upright is he.
那从第五节开始。
And then from verse 5.
就在描写这个世代。
It describes this generation.
就是摩西当时的世代。
And that is actually the generation that Moses was in.
说这个乖顽皮乖乖僻弯曲的世代，向他行事邪僻，有这个弊病，就不是他的儿女。
And this talks about this the corrupted people and a perverse and crooked generation that are not his children.
所以从神看起来这个世代是弯曲的。
From the eyes of God, it looks as if this generation is perverse and crooked.
啊，是邪僻的。
It is perverse.
哦，那这个是怎么讲的呢？
Well, why is it said in this way?
就是跟神的本性、神的作为比较起来，人是弯曲的，人是邪僻的。
In comparison to God's attributes, man is perverse and crooked.
哦，可能在人看起来没有觉得不好，但是神看起来这是不对的。
In man's eyes, it may seem that nothing's wrong, but in God's eyes, there is a vastness and difference.
所以在第五节说，有这样的毛病就不是他的儿女。
It says that in these corrupted people, they are not his children.
也就是说不配当神的儿女，不是神不接纳人，是人不配当他的儿女。
It's that they are not suitable to be his children.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节哈，开始就在讲啊，神怎么对待人。
It says in verse 6 how God treats or interacts with his people.
第六节，愚昧无知的民啊，你们要这样报答神吗？他岂不是你的父？将你买来的啊，他是制造你的，建立你的。
Verse 6, do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you?
这个地方说，神是我们的父。
It says here that God is our father.
父就是我们的来源。
And the father is saying he's our origin.
没有神还是有我们。
Without,
不是，没有我们还是有神。
Without us, there God still exists.
但是如果没有神，就没有我们。
But if there is no God, then there is no us.
我们是从神所出来的。
We came from God.
所以下面说，他是建造我们、建立、制造我们、建立我们。
He bought us and established us.
这就是我们的神。
That is our God.
所以神是我们的本。
God is our origin.
是我们的根本。
He is our basis or root.
因此他值得我们来敬拜他。
And so that is why we come to worship him.
那在前面这一节里面说他将你买来的。
It says here that we were bought by him.
从旧约时代来看，神用动物的宝血，羔羊的宝血保护了头生的长子不至于死。
From the Old Testament, it was the blood of a lamb that had protected his chosen people.
那从新约时代来看，
And then from a New Testament perspective,
神用义人的宝血，就是主耶稣，把我们从罪里面赎出来。
God used the blood of a righteous man to save us of our sins.
所以神不但制造我们，
Not only did God create and establish us,
神也拯救我们。
He had bought us at a price.
所以我们是归属于他。
So then we belong and we are to him.
因为我们是被他造的，我们是被他救的。
We are created by him and also saved by him.
我们是他买来的，所以我们是属于神的。
We were bought by him, so we belong to him.
我们现在看第七节。
Let's go to verse 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
至高者将地业赐给列邦将世人分开，就照以色列人的数目立定万民的疆界。
Verse 8, when the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam.
也就是说，神将这个地上的产业分给人。
So this is saying about the inheritance that was separated amongst his people on the earth.
但是以色列百姓分的那一块地，特别称为流奶与蜜之地。
But the land that was apportioned to the Israelites was the land of flowing milk and honey.
那这个特别是神应许给亚伯拉罕的。
And that is the land that was specifically promised to Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕到了迦南地之后，
But when Abraham came to the land of Canaan,
他向往一个更美的家乡。
He had found a much more beautiful place.
那是神所经营、神所建造。
And that is the land that God had established.
那就是天国。
That is heaven.
所以今天我们住在这个地上，神是给我们很多的产业。
Today we live in this world, and He gave us a lot of inheritance.
很多的恩典。
A lot of blessings.
但是更重要的是，神是给我们那一块牛奶与蜜之地，是天上的。
But most importantly, he appropriated us a portion of the blessed land of flowing milk and honey.
好，所以我们接下来再回来看第哈、啊、第九节
，verse nine。
神的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。
Verse 9, for the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the place of his inheritance.
就我们来说，神是我们的产业。
So, in our eyes, God is our inheritance.
是我们在世界上最重要的产业。
He is our most precious inheritance.
如果有了神，我们就是最富足的人。
If we have God, then we are the most rich.
所以我们一生一定要抓住神。
So in our lifetimes, we must grab hold onto God.
如果没有神，
if there is no God,
我们说拥有的一切都变成没有意义。
Then all that we have will be meaningless.
那就神来说，
and so in from God's perspective,
我们就是他的财产。
We are His inheritance.
我这样看起来，我们就变成很宝贵。我们是神的财产。
We are His, so we have a high value to us.
所以第九节说，神的份就是耶和华的份本是他的百姓，他的百姓就是我们。
So, Lord's portion is his people, so Jacob is the place of his inheritance.
那他的产业是雅各，就是以色列。
And so it happens to be that his inheritance is Jacob.
既然是产业就是神所宝贵的。
So, while we are called the inheritance, then we are the most precious.
就是我们把我们的产业当作很宝贵的。
That is to say, we treat our inheritance as the most valuable.
那神怎么来看顾他的产业？
So how is it the Lord views his inheritance?
第十节
Verse 10.
神遇见他在旷野荒凉、野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他、看顾他、保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人。
Verse 10. He found him in a desert land, and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
这个以色列人的开头就是雅各。
So, the root of the Israelites were actually Jacob.
因为雅各后来被改作以色列。
Because later Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
那以色列的意思就是神的王子。
Israel's meaning is
the prince of God. 那如果我们看这个以色列要流浪到他的母舅家的过程
，So we can see, Israel himself when he was a vagabond in his countryside.
他要流浪到他的他妈妈的哥哥那里。
He had wandered to his mother's countryside, or to his mother's.
因为他哥哥要杀他。
Because his brother Esau wanted to kill him.
所以他就离开了这旷野，晚上就睡在旷野睡觉。
That is when he was sleeping in the wilderness one night.
他一定很孤单啊，因为只有他一个人。
He must be very lonely because it was just himself.
也很失望啊，因为这次离开不晓得什么时候回来。
Because it was in despair because he didn't know when he would come home.
那前途也不晓得要发生什么事情。
And he didn't know what was to be in the future.
但是神早就拣选了他。
But God had already chosen Jacob long ago.
所以那一天晚上，他忽然做一个梦。
So it was that very night he had a dream.
梦到一个天梯通到天上，神的使者上上下来。
He dreamed of a heavenly staircase that went people went up and down it.
而且神应许要把他带回来。
And it was that God had promised that he would deliver him or help him.
那后来一生雅各一生的发展真的是这样。
So if you really look at his life, it really was like this.
他遇到很多的困难。
He encountered a lot of difficulties.
但是神都看顾他，保守他。
But God helped him each step of the way.
他一个人孤单到他的母舅的家，但是回来的时候带着太太，带着很多的孩子回来。
So actually, he was alone until the time when he was at his mother's brother's house, his uncle's house.
带很多的财产回来。
He brought a lot of inheritance back.
那这个过程就可以代表神对他的看顾。
And so this represents the protection and guidance that God had in his life.
所以第十节遇见他在旷野荒凉吼叫就环绕他看顾他保护他从眼中的瞳人。
So that's why the Lord found him in a desert land and helped him and instructed him.
那这个也可以指着以色列百姓在旷野的生活。
This can also be likened to the experience and life of the Israelites in the wilderness.
哦，旷野就是大而可怕的旷野。
The wilderness is a scary one.
哦，但是神看顾他们。
But the Lord took care of them.
哦，用玛拿给他们吃，用磐水流水给他们喝。
He gave them manna. He struck rock, the water out of a rock.
啊，神保守他们。
God took care of them.
哦，所以在旷野，人数越增越多。
So when you live in the wilderness, there's a lot there that you encounter.
所以第四节说，虽然旷野荒凉，有野兽吼叫，但是神看顾他。
So in the wilderness or in the wasteland, there was a howling wilderness, but God took care of them.
那今天我们的信仰生活好像是在旷野。
And in our spiritual lives, it is very much like as if we are in the wilderness.
其实今天我们能够相信到现在，不是我们能干，而是神在保守看顾我们。
And the fact that we are able to believe until today doesn't mean that we are mighty in our own ways, but it's because God took care of us.
当神允许当神把这个篱笆拿掉，魔鬼就进来攻击约伯。
When God took what Job had, that is when Satan came down to have a battle with him, or had a difficult challenge for him.
你看，约伯就是开始，孩子也死了，财产也没有了，那动物、牛羊都死了，健康也没有了。
And then through Jake, you see through Job's life, he lost all his possessions, his family, his animals, and everything he had.
所以今天我们能够过着这样很平安的生活，信仰能够持守得住，就是神用篱笆把我们围住，看住我们。
So today, when we live in a life of peace and protection, God almost rolled us into dirt so that He would take care of us.
如果那个篱笆拿掉，我们还能够活吧？没有办法活。
If you take that layer of dirt away from us, will we be able to live? No, we won't.
所以第十节说他保护眼中的瞳仁。
And so in verse 10, it talks about how He kept us as the apple of His eye.
他看顾以色列人，好像眼中的瞳仁。
He looked at them as if they were the apple of His eye.
今天神看顾我们也是非常的宝贵。
And today, when the Lord looks at us, He treats us in the highest value.
无时无刻都在保守我们，看顾我们。
No matter what time, He always takes care of us.
这是神对以色列百姓的爱。
And that is the love that He had toward the Israelites.
好，我们再看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
又如鹰搅动锅槽，在雏鹰以上两翅展开，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上，这样神独自引导他，并无外邦的神与他同在。
Verse 11, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them up on its wings. So the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign God with him.
那这个第十节之前呢，是神对他们的看顾保守，是神的慈爱。
Verse 10 talks about the love and protection that God had toward his people.
那十一节开始就是神对他们一种训练，让他们能够得到力量。
In verse 11 was God'sTesting in or strength training that he had toward his people.
我们都知道老鹰要展翅才能够上腾。
We all know that an eagle must be able to hover or spread out its wings before it can go up and fly.
那这个老鹰自己飞之前呢，它还小的时候，它的母鹰会训练它怎么飞。
So it is the mother eagle that will teach the little eaglets how to fly.
这个搅动鹰巢就是把那个巢把它弄翻了。
And that is to, in a way, capsize the grass.
那这个鹰就掉下来。那在掉下来的过程，它就开始把那个翅膀开始摆动，学习飞。
So in a way, it coerced the eagle to sort of turn around and be thrust into flying on its own.
但是到了一定程度，这个母鹰看到这个小鹰差不多快掉下去了，它就冲到下面又把它接起来。
But it's at the point when the eagle is about to fall and flip that the eagle, mother eagle, comes down and swoops it and saves it.
那这样反复训练了好几次之后，这个小鹰就开始自己会飞呀。
And it's through these countless times that eventually the eaglet will learn how to fly.
所以前面是神爱的保护、保守、看顾，好像同人。
So originally, the Lord showed his protection and care just as if he was a family.
但是到十一节，这是神一种力的训练，训练他有力量。
But then in verse 11, it talks about how the Lord wants to train us to be strong enough to do things on our own.
所以他们在旷野的操练，到最后就是要让他们有力量，有能来面对迦南地的这些外族。
And to be able to struggle and challenge themselves physically in the wilderness, this helps them to have strength and endurance to get through.
那今天我们是神的选民。
And today we are the chosen of God.
不错，神在看顾我们，保守。
That we may not know that he does take care of all of us.
但是有时候神也给我们一种力量的训练。
But the Lord does give us a period of training.
力量。
To develop more strength.
所以让我们这个灵性能够成长。
To develop our faith so it can grow.
因此我们在信仰当中有时候都会遇到困难。
And so many times in our spiritual or in our faith, we may encounter difficulties.
记得一个神学生在见证。
I remember there was a theological student.
传道见证，他以前在加拿大读 TDP 的时候。
There's a pastor who was saying during his theological studies.
那他在吐血。
All of a sudden, he had vomited blood.
很严重的送到医院去。
It was quite serious and was sent to the hospital.
那这个课程继续下去。
And after running some classes,
这个课程继续，继续
在上课。And then he actually continued his theological courses.
所以他就打电话给他太太，我回去我又能做什么？
Then he called his wife. He said, "What can I actually do if I go back?"
我也不是医生啊。
I'm not a doctor.
但是我这里有课程啊。
But I have a curriculum I have to go through.
那怎么办？我帮你祷告。所以他没有回去，他还继续参加课程。他就一直很迫切，为他太太进食祷告。
What can I do? He said, what can I do? And just continue to pray and fast. And
但是感谢神啊，过得不只有他太太就好了。
And then thank God, actually, his wife was healed. Actually, she was the one that was.
那这个就是一种力的训练。
This was actually a period of strength training.
因为当传道的过程中会遇到很多困难。
Because during the life of a theological student or a pastor, they have many difficulties.
如果没有这种力的训练，有时候你没有办法承担这些困难。
If they can't go through this type of endurance training, then they'll fall prey to difficulties.
有一次我到英国去，联总派我进来工作。
One time, IA had International Assembly had sent me to UK for work.
我不知道，我太太说，脸的半边的都facial paralysis， 半边都麻痹的，眼睛也。
I had found out that my wife had half of her body in facial paralysis.
那医生跟他讲说，这个要半年哦，要多几个月才会好起来。
And the doctor said it would take half a year up to 1 year to heal.
那我怎么办？我也不能回来，反正灵恩会也没有人了。
And then I said, "Oh no, I'm not able to come back. And during this convocation, there's no one there."
那怎么办？你就祷告啊。
What can I do but to pray?
真的很奇妙，几天就好，完全好起来。
But then mysteriously, it healed itself after a few days.
那这个就是一种操练，力的训练。
And this is a spiritual challenge, a daunting challenge for to train you.
所以我们在信仰的路程当中，当然有很多神的恩典，但是这个不等于说不会有困难。
So in our lives, we will have blessings, but it doesn't mean that we won't have any difficulties.
这个老鹰搅动鹰巢，这是故意的。让鹰掉下来，这样去学习飞。
When the eagle stirs up its nest, this is allowing the young to learn how to fly.
所以有时候不是因为我们有罪或者怎样，是因为神要训练我们，所以一些困难就会临到我们。
May not because we sin, but it's because he wants to test us and to be stronger.
那这样到十二节，我们就会更相信神独自在引导我们。
And so that is how in verse 12. We can really understand that he is leading us.
我们对神的信心会更坚定。
That is when our faith toward him will be stronger.
十三节。
Verse 13.
好，从十三节开始就是在描写神对以色列百姓的祝福。
And these are the blessings that God had bestowed upon his people.
使他腾驾地的高处。
And basically he made them ride in the heights of the earth.
得吃田产的土产。
And caused them to eat produce of the fields.
所以一直读一直读读到十节。
And then reading until the end of verse 14.
这个都在讲神对他们的恩待，给他们的祝福。
This talks about the bountiful blessings that the God, that the Lord had bestowed upon them.
所以这块地叫流奶与蜜之地，确实是对的。
So indeed, it is the land of flowing milk and honey.
所以神对以色列百姓是非常好，不但有爱，也有力的训练。
So the Lord actually not only provided love toward His people, but also allowed them a chance to build up and develop power.
但是三十二章十五到十八节就看出以色列百姓啊，以恶报善。
In verse 15 and 18, actually shows how the Israelites had reacted scornfully in return to the Lord.
好，我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
但耶稣伦渐渐肥壮粗壮光润踢奔跑，便离弃造他神，轻看救他的磐石。
Verse 15. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat. You grew thick. You are obese. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation.
这个耶稣伦原来的意思就是 righteous， 就是义的意思。
Yeshurun's meaning is righteousness.
就是指的以色列百姓。
And that is to point to the Israelites.
这个本来是神认为是很好的百姓，所以神拣选他们，神对他们很好。
And this is what God regarded as the righteous, those who were chosen, those who were good.
但是等他们在这个迦南地开始兴盛起来。
But in the land of Canaan, as they started to establish themselves,
生活开始享受。
And as they became prosperous in their lifestyles,
结果他们就开始离弃造他的神。
That's when they forsook the God who created them.
对，当然神对神来讲是够伤心的。
So if you are in the eyes of God, you feel that this is such a pity, and this is so sad.
造他，养他，救他。
You created him. You saved him.You were there for him, but then this is the feeling of return.
训练他，然后再给他这么好的一块地，让他在那里生活。
You train them, provide them all these blessings, and provide them this lifestyle.
现在他回过来，对神非常冷淡。
And this is the retribution or the recompense to show to God.
所以以赛亚书里面才说，天啊要听，地啊要听。
So in Isaiah it says, you must listen to the heavens.
神在指控以色列百姓。
God is actually reprimanding his people.
你养驴养牛，驴跟牛对主人都有感情。
So when you raise livestock, the livestock and the master have a relationship.
只有神养这个以色列百姓，对神冷漠无情。
And it is just these Israelites who God had reared, they treat God coldly.
所以在以赛亚书一开头，神就指控以色列百姓冷漠无情。
So that is why in Isaiah it says how cold the Israelites are to God.
不但这样。十六节。
And not only this, but in verse 16.
敬拜别神，触动神的愤怒，行可憎的事，惹了他的愤怒气。
They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods, with abominations they provoked him to anger.
十七节。
Verse 17.
所祭拜的鬼魔，并非真神，乃是素不认识的神，是近来新兴的，是你列祖所不畏惧的。
Verse 17, they sacrificed the demons not to God, to gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not fear.
所以后来以色列百姓就去拜偶像。
Then later, the Israelites had actually worshipped idols.
这个是惹神激怒的，愤怒的。
And these abominations had caused God to anger.
所以在神看起来，以色列百姓真的是得罪神很深。
So in God's eyes,The Israelites had really betrayed him.
所以二十节。
Verse 20.
说我要向他们掩面，看他们的结局如何。他们本是极乖僻的族类，心中无诚实的儿女。
Verse 20. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
他们已不算为神的，触动我的愤怒，以虚无的神惹动我的怒气， 我也以那不曾指明的触动他们的愤怒，以愚昧的国民惹了他们的愤怒。
Verse 31, for their rock is not like our rock. 21. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation.
所以本来是神所爱的，看顾好像眼中的同人。
And originally, what was regarded as the people that he kept as the apple of his eye.
人是给他们这么丰富的一块地，这么丰富的恩典。
And the God that gave them so much bountiful blessings.
现在神开始发怒。
But then it is now in which God is in anger.
那神开始发怒，就允许一个外族人来攻他们。
And that is in his anger, he allowed another people to come and take over the Israelites.
其实这个诗就是在讲预言，就是将尼布甲尼撒王攻他们，要把他们被掳到巴比伦。
So this is actually talking about how the Israelites are going to be held captive by Babylon and King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为他们得罪了神非常的深。
Because they betrayed God so deeply.
所以在这篇诗篇里面。
And in this actual song.
我们就可以看到，其实不是神不爱人。
And we can see that it is not that God doesn't love his people.
是人本身太容易转变改变。
It is that man are so easily to turn away from God.
只有遇到患难，人才懂得回头。
And it seems that only in the midst of struggles that man turned to God.
那人一得到神的恩典太多，人就背叛了神。
And then when mankind experiences so much blessings, they forget and turn away from God.
那如果我们一直读到四世纪，这个就很明显了。
If we continue to read to the book of Judges, it's very obvious.
四世纪就是人类历史这样一直循环几百年。
Judges is actually talking about a cycle that people keep going back to and forth.
兴盛就离开神拜偶像。
One time, in one stage, they believe in God or worship God, and then they go back to idols.
那神提醒不来，这先知提醒不来，就外族来攻。
So the Lord has a lot of admonishments, and then later another nation comes over and takes over the Israelites.
那攻得很痛苦，他们就悔改。
So it is at those times that the Israelites repent, and so they come back to the Lord.
悔改就他神就救他们。
And then the Lord saves them.
那救他们又开始平安了。
And then he saves them, and then there's a time of peace.
那平安又开始去拜偶像，就这样一直反复几百年。
It's a cyclical nature in which, during the time of peace, the Israelites worship idols.
所以在神看起来
，So in the eyes of God,
他确实是爱我们。
He really does love us.
但是我们人太容易改变了。
But we simply change too easily.
这是摩西这首歌主要描写的重点。
And so this is the essence of the song of Moses.
最后我们来看32章。
Lastly, we'll look in chapter 32.
46节到47节。
Verse 46 through 47.
又说我今日所警教你的，你要放在心上，要吩咐你的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话。47节。
Verse 47.
因为这不是虚空与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命，在你们过约旦河要得为业地的地上，必因这事日子得以长久。到最后就是对他们最后的提醒。
And so in these two verses, it's a teaching unto his people.
你们一定要谨守遵行这律法的话。
It is actually a warning to tell them that you must follow the words of God.
这不是空谈，跟你们没有关系的。
It is not to say that this has nothing to do with your life.
这是你们的生命，是很重要的。
Because it actually is your life.
你如果这样做，就日子可以长久。
That if you do this, you shall prolong your days in the land.
所以摩西在《生命记》里面最关心的是什么
？So, what does Moses concern himself with the most in Deuteronomy?
以色列百姓的信仰。
Is the faith of the Israelites.
所以他不断的吩咐他们，一直到他离世为止。
He steadfastly commanded them until his death.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
330首。
330.